At least 33 people were killed in Gaza yesterday after a fresh wave of Israeli airstrikes, raising serious questions about the future of the ceasefire deal brokered earlier this month. Joining us now from Jerusalem is Sky News Middle East correspondent Adam Parsons. Adam, good morning and thank you for joining us. What reason did Israel give for carrying out these latest airstrikes in Gaza?
Well, there's probably two reasons. Number one was yesterday afternoon, there was an attack on Israeli soldiers that happened in the Rafah area. And there was what appears to be a sniper fire, or certainly fire aimed at a vehicle. And then after that, an anti-tank missile was aimed at these vehicles. Now, what we understand is these were vehicles from an engineering unit. And during that those attacks, an Israeli soldier called Yonah Ephraim Feldam was killed. Now, the Israeli military inevitably reacts extremely ferociously to the death of one of its soldiers, and I'm sure that was a huge precipitant in the airstrikes that have carried on, and which I suspect have probably killed at least 60 in Gaza, and there are reports that it may be more than that. The other thing is this ongoing rancor about the failure of Hamas to return all of the hostages. They've returned all the living ones, but they've returned only about half of the remains of dead hostages. And of course, we've heard this argument, them saying that they don't know where they are, they can't reach the bodies, that many of them are buried under rubble. And that has been played out very publicly. But yesterday, video emerged of what appears to show Hamas operatives taking the remains of somebody out of a building and then burying those remains and then returning a bit later with a bulldozer to dig them up again as a performance, you know, to sort of effectively, from what this video seems to show, to pretend that they're discovering a body and then handing it over to the Red Cross. And the Israeli government says this is absolute evidence that that Hamas is not acting in good faith, that it's stringing along this first phase of the ceasefire, and that it's procrastinating deliberately. Hamas, by the way, says it was not involved in the shooting of the soldier, and of course denies it. It says that it is acting in good faith, that it can't reach many of these bodies.
And how is Hamas expected then to respond to these latest airstrikes, which have caused these mass casualties and civilian deaths?
Well, I think, so there's a few bits there. Number one is what the Israelis would say is, we think you know where the bodies are, return the bodies, and then none of this will happen. And secondly, don't shoot our soldiers. So both sides, to be honest, accuse the other of repeated violations of the ceasefire. You saw the Israelis, they say that Hamas is constantly sniping at their people, at their troops. It says that there have been 200 violations of the ceasefire and counting, that Hamas hasn't returned the bodies. Then, of course, you talk to those in Gaza and they say, well, there's been succession of people killed by Israeli forces. We have this yellow line at the moment across Gaza, which is marked by some markers, but a lot of the time very hard to know if you're near it or not, which effectively cuts Gaza in half into half that's controlled by Israel, half that is not. And also on the ground, by the way, Hamas is not exerting sort of full control. There are other clans, there's a lot of infighting, certain amount of anarchy in Gaza at the moment. So I guess Israeli, and it's worth saying the Americans, in the shape of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, both insist that the ceasefire is still intact. It's still holding. I'm sure it doesn't feel like that if you're on the ground in Rafah or Khan Yunis.
I mean, can it even still be called a ceasefire? What's your sense of what is likely to happen next now?
I think you can call it a ceasefire. And I know that sounds ridiculous when quite clearly dozens of people have been killed. But I guess there's two things. There's a ceasefire agreement and there's the reality of a ceasefire. Now, number two obviously hasn't happened on the last 24 hours. Israel has been killing people on the ground in Gaza, and an Israeli soldier has been shot. But the ceasefire agreement is still in place, and it's still being supported by the Americans and by other Arab nations. And it may well be that when the dust from this has settled, and I think the Americans will say, look, if you have one of your soldiers shot, we're going to allow you to react to that, however brutal it may seem to other people. But once these reprisals have come to an end, my guess is the Americans will say enough and no more, and that they will then say we need to return to the diplomatic efforts of getting these hostages back and heading towards a phase two, which, as we all know, is itself very vague and poorly filled out.
Adam, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle Eastern correspondent. The time is 10 minutes to 8.